Welcome back. Today we're building a movie sample workflow that actually holds up in the real world. Legal, organized, and fast inside Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass and jungle. Because movie samples can be magic indeed NB. One ominous line before the drop, a little radio chatter tucked under a roller, a single cinematic hit that becomes your signature, its instant identity. But the same thing can also be a copyright headache and a workflow time sink, if you're just ripping random clips and dragging them into projects. So this lesson is all about a pipeline. By the end, you'll have a movie sample pack that's Ableton ready, plus a template setup that lets you audition, process, slice, and resample quickly without killing your momentum. First, let's get the legal reality straight, so you don't build on sand. For music releases, most direct audio from modern movies or series is copyrighted, and it's only 2 seconds is not a safe strategy. Also, fair use is not something you want to bet your release on. So here's the practical rule. If you didn't make it, and it's from a modern film or show, assume you need clearance. So what is actually release-friendly most of the time? Public domain films, where the copyright is expired or explicitly public domain. Creative Commons media, but you must check the exact license on that specific file, not just the site. Royalty-free cinematic libraries, where commercial use is allowed under the license you purchased. And of course, recording your own original voice acting and Foley, which is the cleanest route if you want total control. Places to grab legal, movie-style material, Internet Archive for public domain films and some open-licensed media. Wikimedia Commons, again verifying the license per file. Free sound, but filter carefully, CC0 is easiest, and if attribution is required, you must track it. And for paid libraries, Pond5, Boom Library, Artlist, Motion Array, Epidemic Sound, read the license, because royalty-free doesn't mean anything goes, it means covered under these conditions. Now here's the teacher move that saves you later. Make license capture part of the download habit. The moment you download a source file, also save proof. Screenshot the license page or export it as a PDF. Save the URL in a little internet shortcut file right next to the audio. And make a tiny text note with any attribution requirement. Because the classic failure mode is, I'll remember where I got this. You will not remember. Future you will be in a rush, staring at a cool quote called final new.wav, and you'll have no idea if it's usable. Even better, keep a simple spreadsheet or Notion table with sample name, source URL, license, attribution needed, notes. It's boring for 5 minutes, then it saves you for years. Next, we need a quarantine system. Create 2 top-level folders, inbox unverified and library cleared. Anything you haven't checked yet goes in the inbox. Only fully verified, release comfortable audio goes into cleared. And here's the discipline part. Don't let unverified audio touch your production template. Not because we're being precious, because it keeps you fast. When you're writing a track, you want the browser to be a safe shopping shelf, not a legal minefield. Okay, now let's organize like a producer, not a hoarder. Instead of random cool quotes, we want functional building blocks. These then be arrangement moves, things you can reach for when you're building tension, marking a transition, or adding character. Make a folder called Movie Samples Legal, and inside it, Dialogue, Atmos, FX, Foley, and a metadata folder for your license notes and source logs. Within Dialogue, break it down by how you'll use it: threats, warnings, radio calms, one-liners. Atmos can be room tone, rain, industrial, sci-fi hum. FX can be impacts, risers, downlifters, whooshes, stingers. Foley can be footsteps, doors, cloth movement, small stuff that's surprisingly cinematic when you tuck it under drums. Now naming. This is where intermediate producers level up. Use a simple naming convention that's searchable. Something like type, mood, then source and year, then take number. For example, DLG Dark Warning Archive Film 1952 Take 03.wav, or FX Impact Metal Boom Industrial 01.wav. The goal is that mid-session, you can type DLG Warning or FX Stinger and instantly see what you need. And in Ableton, that search speed is everything. Speaking of Ableton, use the browser like a sample manager without extra software. Add your cleared folder to places. Then start using consistent tokens in names, like DLG, ATM, FX. Use Collections, Ableton's color tags, for your real production categories: intro, pre-drop, fill, trailer hit. And if you're on a version of Live that supports ratings, rate your best one-liners and impacts, so they float to the top of your decision-making. One more workflow upgrade before we touch audio: standardize loudness before you judge samples. Cinematic audio comes in wildly different levels. If you audition one sample that's loud and another that's quiet, you'll think the loud one is better, even if it's worse. So set up an audition track in Ableton with a utility on it, and map utility gain to a macro called audition trim. Keep your monitoring consistent and adjust that trim so you're judging tone and vibe, not volume. Now let's talk extraction. How to get audio efficiently without trashing quality. If you're pulling from public domain films or Creative Commons sources, don't screen record unless you have to. Download the actual file and extract audio with a proper tool like FFmpeg. Your Ableton-friendly target is WAV, 24-bit, 48kHz. Video is often 48k, so it's a clean match. If your project is 44.1, Ableton can convert, but consistency helps your library. At this point, do the boring tasks in batches outside live, trim heads and tails, fade cleanly, convert format, label, log the license. Then do the fun tasks inside live, warp, slice, process, resample. That separation prevents you opening live to write music and accidentally doing admin for 90 minutes. Okay, Ableton time. Let's build the template concept. Create an audio track name dialogue. Drop in a few lines. We're going to clean it, then make it feel in universe. Here's a solid stock device chain in order, and I'll explain why each piece matters. First, utility. This is gain staging and width control. Get your dialogue peaks roughly between -12 and -6 dB before processing. That gives your compressors and saturators room to work. For width, dialogue often works better mono-ish in D&B. Try width at 0 to 50% if it fights the mix. Mono tension is a real vibe. Next, EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz, depending on how rumbly the recording is. Dialogue does not need sub. If it's harsh, try a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 500 Hz. This is the difference between cinematic and muddy. Then, gate. Optional, but super useful on noisy film audio. Set the threshold so it closes between phrases. Return around 150 ms as a starting point. And for floor, you can go full minus infinity for total silence, or keep it around -20 dB if you want a bit of noise bed so it doesn't sound chopped and artificial. Then a compressor, lightly, ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 10 to 30 ms, release 60 to 150 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to smash it, we're trying to keep intelligibility consistent. Then saturator. This is your D&B grit. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. And important, trim the output so it's not just louder. Loudness is a liar. You want character, not just level. Then echo. Add vibe and depth. Try 1/8 or 1/4 synced, feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it, roll off lows under 200 Hz and highs somewhere between 6 and 10K. Keep it subtle. It should feel like the quote sits in the world, not like it's drowning. Then reverb. Short and dark tends to work best in heavier D&B. Decay around 0.8 to 2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, high cut 4 to 8K, low cut 200 to 400 Hz. And here's a classic D&B arrangement move. Automate reverb dry/wet to swell before the drop, then hard cut it on bar one of the drop. That cut creates perceived impact because the space collapses and the drums feel even bigger. Now make a second track called SynFX. This is where your impacts, stingers, risers, and downlifters live. FX chain. Also stock and simple. Dart with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 40 Hz. Not because you hate sub, but because you want the sub to be intentional. Film hits can have random low-end junk that fights your bass line and limiter. If the impact needs weight, try a gentle bell boost around 80 to 120 Hz, only if it's not muddy. Next, drum bus. Yes, on FX, it's great for making a pretty film hit turn into a club-readable thump. Drive maybe 5 to 20%. Use boom tuned around 50 to 80 Hz for that cinema punch. Adjust damp so it doesn't hiss. Then limiter. Ceiling around -0.5. You're catching spikes, not flattening life. If it sounds smaller after limiting, back off and let the transient breathe. Now, impact layering idea that screams D&B. Take the cinematic hit. Add a short noise burst operator noise or a noise sample. Add a sub drop. Sine pitch drop from around 80 down to 35 Hz over 150 to 300 ms. Then add a tiny break chop or snare flam for rhythmic glue. That last part is important. D&B hits hardest when transitions feel rhythmic, not just cinematic. The glue makes it feel like it belongs with your drums. Now let's do the fun junglist part. Slicing dialogue. Put a dialogue clip into session view. Turn warp on. For dialogue, use Complex or Complex Pro. If it gets facey or weird, adjust formants and envelope until it stays intelligible. Then right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing for chopped phrases, or choose a rhythmic division like 1/8 if you want that gated. Youngly scan. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now you can literally play dialogue like percussion. Make call and response patterns with your hats. Add little one-word stabs on offbeats. This is how you get movie energy without turning the track into a TED talk. DNB trick. Put auto filter after the drum rack and automate a low-pass opening during builds. It makes the vocal chops feel like they're emerging from the fog. Next step, resampling. This is how you stay efficient and build a personal pack. Make a track called Resample Print. Set audio from to your dialogue track or a bus. Arm it. Then record multiple passes while you tweak. Saturate or drive. Echo feedback. Reverb size. Clip transpose. Maybe even a little brainy effect if that's your style. After recording, consolidate your best bits and export them back into your library. This matters for two reasons. 1. Future sessions load faster. 2. You stop rebuilding the same chain every time. Your best-in-universe processing becomes a reusable asset. Here's an advanced policy that's genuinely pro. Store 2 versions of your keepers. A clean master version. Edited, lightly denoised or gated. Minimal processing. Name it something like clean. Then a fully vibed version. Pitch, saturation, space. The whole character. Name it print. That way, if in a future track the processed one clashes, you can go back to clean and reprint it differently. Flexibility without losing speed. Another advanced tool. An intelligibility ladder for dialogue. Create 3 return tracks or rack chains. Tier 1. Readable, mid-forward, minimal space. Tier 2. Cinematic, darker, more verb and echo. Tier 3. Texture, band limited, distorted, barely understandable. In DNB, Tier 2 is often perfect for intros. Tier 1 is perfect for that pre-drop moment where you need the crowd to actually catch the words. And Tier 3 is amazing under drops, where it becomes atmosphere rather than narration. Now arrangement. Where do movie samples actually work in rolling DNB without derailing the groove? 3 placements you can trust. First, intro atmosphere, 16 to 32 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.